prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Tuesday, which means that we will be performing the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host Rob Regish in just a moment, where Rob answers your questions on training, nutrition, and supplementation. Then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Alex Leaf. He wrote an amazing article, How Much Protein Should You Eat? Depending on Your Goals. Alex has the answers. We're going to explore that a little bit later in the show. Just want to remind everybody, if you have not tried the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate supplement in the world, Crealkaline, it's not my fault, because you can get a free sample, actually five free samples. Try it for five times and make your own decisions on whether or not it works for you. Go to superhumanradio.com, bottom right-hand side of the homepage, you'll see a banner ad that says Ask the Scientist. Click that and ask Dr. Jeff Galini for a sample of Crealkaline. And please, please, please remember to include your mailing address or you won't get it. And I told you. Also, at 1:30 today, studio time, Eastern time, we will be having a moment of silence to honor wrestler Roddy Piper has passed away. There is a unified moment of silence all around the world today at 1:30 Eastern time, which is 10:30 Pacific time. I believe he was out in Oregon in his last years of life, and we will be honoring that on the show today. If you're listening or you tune in and you're wondering, hey, why isn't Carl talking? That might be the reason.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Love the music, brother.
Rob, you were always a big wrestling fan. Did you follow Roddy Piper?
I did, from his very early career. In fact, in the NWA, National Wrestling Alliance, he had a series of dog collar matches with Greg the Hammer Valentine that were just legendary for the amount of blood those guys spilled.
Really?
So, you know, class move, man. Moment of silence for Roddy Piper.
1:30 today.
You can say what you want about pro wrestling, but those guys work as hard or harder than anybody on the planet.
Oh, yeah, they're athletes. There's no doubt. You can't do that stuff without being an athlete. There's no doubt about it. Do you have anything you want to talk about before we start answering questions? Anything going on over at CoachRobRegish.com or anything like that?
Yeah, just real quick, we updated the Muscle University or Muscle U podcast. We're talking about a new hyperhydration technique this week. I think people will find that interesting. And this is the final week for the Ricochet Rabbit free fat loss report. So if you haven't already, head on over to CoachRobRegish.com and grab yourself a freebie.
Cool. Very cool. The first question comes from John Heiser. He says, Rob, I've been using the Jarrow Formula Rhodiola per your suggestion for almost 2 years now and love it. I prefer bulk powder for most supplements, but I do this capsules since you stated the good Russian stuff is difficult to find. The question I have, are all Jarrow's capsules of high quality, or do I need to use caution with some of their sups similar to Powder City? It's been difficult getting my mom to take the various powders I've lined her up with to help her deal with her Parkinson's disease. She is much more compliant when I can just hand her a bottle of pills. Just wondering if I can count on all of Jarrow's stuff to be good stuff.
Unfortunately, the answer is no. But it's worth pointing out, Jarrow is certainly one of the better lines. Unfortunately, not all of their formulas are what I'd call best in class. That answer isn't limited to Jarrow, by the way, as no one supplement company has a lock on every category. And there are several reasons for that, so understanding them might help you next time you're in the market for a particular item. Now, I'm going to take herbs as an example because they're by far the most problematic for the consumer. This is a dicey area for most companies, as most of them buy their bulk herbs simply on price. Translation, most of them get their stuff from China or India. Now, it's not fair to indict an entire country, but the Chinese aren't stupid. They know Americans and the rest of the world buys on price. So the ectosterone or the reponticum carthamoids, for example, that you'll see from Powder City, I take that back. They just sell quote-unquote ectosterone. It's quite a bit cheaper than the good stuff that's sourced out of Russia. Now, regular listeners know I often recommend Powder City for some items, but never their ecti. That's because it's sourced from inferior Cyanotis vaga versus a quality Summa or Reponticum. Now, how do I know this? It's because I emailed them and ask. Huh. They don't tell you that on the website. So most bulk houses operate like this, but not all of them. Smaller companies that I formulate for employ herb brokers that have been doing this for decades. These guys don't come cheap, but they do know the difference between cut rate trib, for example, and the good stuff that's loaded with live saponins. Mm-hmm. Now, you're not going to have an HPLC machine. Most people don't at home. But you can break open a capsule of cheap trib, for example, squeeze it between your fingers, and then blow on it. If it scatters like dust in the wind, it's hedge clippings.
Really?
The real deal is sticky. Very sticky. It's very hygroscopic. It picks up water easily. And it's almost impossible to get off your hands. Those, what you're feeling there, are saponins. They're soapy-like sterols, which imparts trib's effect on blood flow, leading to stronger erections, among other things. The long and the short of it is, you're either going to spend a lot of money finding out the hard way via trial and error, or you can consult someone who does this for a living. And I'm not the only guy, but my Blueprint Bulletin subscribers, they get regular updates every month on what works, whether the latest wonder supplement is worth the coin, etc. Now, some of them are, but frankly, most of them aren't. In that case, there are quality alternatives that almost always exist, and I make sure they get them. The next best thing you can do, I would say, is visit my website, CoachRobRegish.com. You can go to the About Coach Rob section and then select Coach Rob Recommends. You're going to find 8 pages worth of supplements there that I have selected as the best of the best, many of them with the low-cost shopping already baked in. Now, on a personal note, I'm glad you like Jero's Rhodiola. It's turned out to be one of my more popular recommendations, even at the expense of one of my own products that contains it.
Really?
Yeah, Tranquilogen has a whopper dose of real Russian Rhodiola. And the highest compliment I got paid on that was, hey, I was using Jero's at a higher dose, but your stuff is infinitely more stronger. So that's not to say Jero's Rhodiola isn't a fine product. It really is. It's just, you know, you need to make a decision on if you want all the extras, and there are a lot of them at TQ.
The next question/comment comes from an old friend of yours named Eric Bader. Am I pronouncing that right? Eric says, I don't know if you remember me, but I trained with you in college. I played football, and you were the only baseball player always in the weight room with us. It was a long time ago, but I still remember the screams you used to let out while deadlifting. I literally watched you go from 160-pound freshman to a 220-pounder while we were there and lifting some pretty impressive weights. You say you tell it like it is. So what were you on back then?
Yeah, you know, Eric did not start out as a friend. I found him incredibly intimidating. Those were big weights back when I was young, and There was some tension between us, but, you know, there was mutual respect built over time. College was where a few watershed moments in my training career happened, and not coincidentally, the greatest gains of my life. So let me set it up for you, because in me, many listeners may see themselves and stand to benefit from the road that I took. So the year was 1989. I was 19 years old, college freshman, and the weight room that I walked into was nothing to write home about, right? It had a scale. It had three or four flat benches, an incline, a leg press, a squat rack, and dumbbells, I'd say going up to 120. There was a multi-station universal machine in the other room, but we almost never used it. Usually only if the leg press was occupied. So that was my first experience to free weights. And the sparse accommodations were a blessing, not a curse. You're right. You got not many machines. You got lots of barbells and plenty of plates. I also had some pretty intimidating football players like this guy squatting 315 or more, which I was in awe of at the time. I also got on the meal plan at college. So it was the first time I ate three big meals a day and smuggled out enough food to eat five or six times. My roommate was Greg Geldart. He's probably listening, a guy who just so happened to be bigger than me, and he trained harder too. I was just growing just from the free weights. And then we went in, both of us, on a little pamphlet advertised in the back of Muscle Mag International. It was called Super Big in 6 Weeks. It put a heavy emphasis on liquid nutrition, shakes, eliminating isolation movements, and the big one.
Wait a minute. Where was that? I'm going to have to bleep that. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Family show.
Cutting training back to just 3 days a week. All right, we had been training 5 to 6 days a week, right? And when we cut back, we grew like weeds. I gained almost 25 pounds on that program. Not all of it was muscle, but making it to 185, I was hooked. And around that time, I ordered another book. We both did, Super Squats. It's the classic 20-rep breathing squat and pullover routine you hear me talking about all the time. We squatted our lungs out. We drank a gallon of milk a day, and we ate even more. In 6 months, I was over 200 pounds and got ridiculously strong off that. From there, I met Eddie Azzaro. He was a power lifter who took me under his wing. He showed me how to use loading patterns and math, frankly, to get stronger. He also took me to the grocery store. And before I knew it, I took first place in the APA New England Juniors. Okay, now, I'm getting to your steroid question in a minute. That was 1991, and the only supplement I was on was ephedrine. It would be 2 more years before creatine even hit the market, and I for damn sure wasn't on any steroids, although they were offered to me. Right? I was on 4,000 to 5,000 calories a day. I lived on squats and deadlifts, and I surrounded myself with people bigger and stronger than me, and we drove each other to lengths I would have never done on my own. Right now, one day I tried leg pressing 400 pounds on the universal stack, couldn't budge it. Friend pulled the pin and said, okay, I just lowered it to 380. Now, I couldn't see it because it was facing away from me. I repped it 6 times.
Just because you thought it was 380.
Yeah, he didn't drop the 380. He jacked it up to 420. That really registered. The point I'm trying to make is this. When you're 19, 20, etc., you will never again have the perfect hormonal symphony of high test, growth hormone, insulin sensitivity, lack of responsibilities, and energy to make gains like that without drugs or even supplements. All of that that's still not enough, though. You must seek the perfect storm of people, gym, and information to make the most of this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. If you're listening to me right now and you don't have that, go out and find it. Because what you'll look and perform like at age 45 ultimately depends on it.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a question from Joe Barrett. And Also, we want to remind everybody to show Rob some love. Stop by CoachRobRegish.com today to learn more about all of his products and services. And we'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio in just a moment.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex. If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin. Human by Rev Genetics today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host Rob Regish. Rob is answering questions about training, nutrition, supplementation, and quite a bit more, actually, than just that. The next question comes from... I lost my place. I'm sorry about that.
Joe Barrett.
Huh? Yeah, Joe Barrett. Thank you. So I put on a good 25 pounds since following your recommendations found in Blueprint 2.0. Most of it, muscle, too. Judging from the mirror and the big one, my lifts have exploded. I have to say I'm really shocked by how fast it happened, and I'm no teenager. I'm 25. One issue, though. My blood pressure is climbing. It was 130-ish over 80. Now the diastolic is rising, sometimes to 90 or more, usually when I'm stressed. How concerned should I be about this, and is there anything I can do to bring it back down? I do use a pretty strong pre-workout with lots of caffeine and some synephrine stuff. Notice it spikes quite a bit after I use it.
Yeah, you know, realistically, most strength athletes are going to see higher blood pressure numbers when you're bulking up. It's just a consequence of putting on weight, even good weight. The issue being, it takes the body time to get used to carrying around the extra pounds. That, and most athletes looking to bulk up, fail to precondition their cardiovascular system beforehand. So think about it. You're about to add another, I don't know, 10 to 20 pounds. All right, hopefully muscle to your frame. Grab a pair of 10-pound dumbbells, you know, or 20s, and walk around the gym with them next time you're there. You know, better yet, walk up and down a flight of stairs or just practice getting up out of a chair. It makes a difference. Now, the kind of cardio that you should be doing, you know, it's not aimed at fat burning. And yes, there is a difference. It varies by age, so we're going to use you as an example. At 25, your target heart rate for fat burning is anywhere between 110 and 130. You really need to be somewhere between 140 and 170 most of the time, occasionally jumping up into the anaerobic threshold of up to 200. Why so high? It mimics your weight training, right? And it'll better condition your heart and lungs to carry that weight and recover in between sets. With respect to the supplement that you're taking, I am not a fan of synephrine in any form. It just never seems strong enough to me. However, if you're going to use it, look for the Advantra Z brand. It has been supported by 30 clinical studies, and it's much more reliable. It's much more reliable standard to work with. Synephrine, for those unfamiliar, it's derived, sometimes listed as bitter orange, which is a grass or generally recognized as safe ingredient by the FDA. Various harvesting and manufacturing methods capture the optimal amounts of p-synephrine, which is the more stable isomer, and Advantra Z's dominant amine, okay? And furthermore, it exhibits twice the physiological activity as the synthetic. More to the point, Advantra Z is devoid of methyl synephrine, which is the synthetic isomer commonly found in nasal decongestants and a lot of pre-workouts. That isomer can increase blood pressure, and it might be the culprit if it's in your product that you're using. Hope that helps.
Yeah, and obviously meditation. if you notice your blood pressure goes up when stress levels go up, try doing some things that are designed to reduce stress levels also.
Amen.
Let's go ahead and go a little long on this segment here. Tom Cox says, Rob, would NuPept be good to add to my pre-workout as a nootropic? By the way, I've been under your guidance and using your products for 8 months now. I've ran all of your books, and on week four right now of the Meteoric, I'm completely baffled, man. Sitting at 195 pounds and leaner than I was last year when I was 180 pounds. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So what do you think about NuPept?
Well, I tell you, it's not bad, but it's not the one you want to be using, at least for what he wants to use it for. The real question at hand, though, is adding NuPept to a pre-workout a good idea. So I asked him for more specifics. Turns out he's using something called G18 Nitroflex. So what it is an NO2 product with these alleged test-boosting properties. For the record, I think most NO2 products are ridiculous, right? If you want nitric oxide and lots of it, eat a watermelon pre-workout. The only test booster that results in any meaningful strength increases is either check drops or intranasal 5-alpha-androstenediol, both of which are illegal now. Not boron, which is conveniently disguised on the label in this product as calcium fructopyranose borate. You'd never know, right? More to the point, it serves up around 350 milligrams of caffeine, DMAE, and the big one, though, rawalcine, which is alpha-yohimbine. This isn't well-known, but a lot of the supposed alpha-yohimbi on the market is simply yohimbi hydrochloride. Besides, 350 milligrams of caffeine plus any amount of yohimbi is going to put you at risk for being overstimulated, which is going to work against you in the strength department. Here's the bottom line. Ditch it and opt instead for 150 to 200 milligrams of caffeine along with 100 milligrams of theanine or 5-HTP. That'll work in a pinch if you can't get theanine. With respect to NuPep, it's a fine product, but in my opinion, it's skewed more towards memory and recall. You'd be much better served with something like Alpha GPC. Call it 900 to 1200 milligrams along with that caffeine and theanine 45 minutes prior to training on an empty stomach. It reliably elevates GH, but more importantly, it boosts momentary muscular strength. How does it do that? You know, there are no direct connections between nerves and muscle fibers. There is a microscopic gap that when they contract, it's referred to as the neuromuscular junction. And for strength athletes, this is the power gap that we're trying to juice. And acetylcholine is the major player in bridging that gap. And alpha GPC gives you acetylcholine in spades, fires up the communication between those gaps. So by providing more of it, it results in better nerve conduction, and ultimately your strength is increased. It just increases the power by multiplication. You use more muscle fibers in any given movement. Give that a shot, brother. You'll probably save some money in the process, too.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got more questions. We've got one from Tom Cox. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended. recommended it.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today. If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today. For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutraCafe. NutraCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutraCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutraCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutraCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. I got it wrong. The next question is from Kevin Quink. He says, ever since I put on 20 pounds of muscle, all I hear is steroid allegations. I'm 19 years old, and it's really upsetting me. You've been at this game a long time. How do you deal with stuff like that?
Well, first, you don't let it get to you, right? What other people think and say is outside of your control. Now, sure, it'd be fun to throttle these people, but we just can't do that today, unfortunately. So instead, we're either going to ignore them, non-verbally dismiss them, or, if you prefer, you can use some choice words. Now, very few people have the stones to accuse you of using steroids to your face. That's what the internet's for. Right? Uh-huh. It affords cowards like this the anonymity and the distance to take shots at you. Now, of the ones that do, I usually thank them for the compliment. And a lot of people look kind of bewildered at that. But if you really think of it, think about it, it means if you're not on them, it's really high praise, right? Because you must be doing something right for people to think you're quote-unquote enhanced. Second, most of these people harbor deep insecurities, oftentimes going back to their youth. Most of the time, it's fat, out-of-shape women cutting down other women. But men can be just as bad. If you carry even the slightest bit of muscle more than the average bear, it in the public's eyes, it must be 100% due to steroids.
Yeah, and you know why that is? That's because the majority of people are slothful, lazy, and they have to blame it on steroids, because if they were honest and said, wow, this is a person who worked hard for years, was disciplined, then that means that they could do it too. And they'd rather be able to say, like Joe Biden, when he testified in front of the Senate about drugs and baseball, oh, I would have been a baseball player, but I wasn't willing to take steroids. Baloney, you couldn't have been a baseball player even if you did take steroids. So it's easy for people to use steroids to help assuage their own guilt for not stepping up and doing something more with their life than becoming a rotundo with legs.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, you can also go in the other direction, right? A coworker of mine once asked me if I ever took them. I said, yeah, lots of them. Obscene amounts. Huh. Growth hormone and half a dozen other things you probably never even heard of. That's what you want to hear, right? You feel better now?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, that can be fun sometimes. Yeah. But more recently, it happened again. Jen posted a pic of me at the beach on her Facebook page, right? I was sitting in a chair looking ridiculously dark, but also reasonably built for a guy who's 45. But I'm 225, okay? I'm not 325, beet red, and covered in acne. Nevertheless, there was a woman. She posted something below my pic, and she said, seriously, what type of enhancement is he using? Now, I suppose she may have been referring to my tan, but I doubt it because I've heard the steroid thing since I was 17. I replied with a link to camphazanthin, and it's got a cool before and after pic of one of my blueprint guys. You know, and then I said, you see that guy in the before and after photo? He uses camphazanthin too, but no, I don't sell it. I do happen to train him though. He looks pretty good, huh? You want to know his secret? He looks like that because he bleeds, sweats, and sacrifices every day and has for years, where most people won't.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Now, I haven't seen a response from that, nor am I necessarily looking for one. In my younger days, I would relish that debate. In these days, it's rare I get into it with these clients. Listen, the general public thinks everyone with muscle is on steroids, and further, they think they do 100% of the work. There is never any consideration given to the fact that you've spent, in some cases, decades learning your craft, the fact that you've given up girlfriends, New Year's Eve parties, happy hours, passed on the high fructose corn syrup, or spent every waking moment pursuing how to grow drug-free muscle. The nonverbal parting shot I'll leave you with may be the best. Just look them up and down, chuckle a bit, smile, and turn away. You will get your point across without saying a word.
The next question comes from Mike Milanowski. He says, of all the secrets that you've come across in all of your reading and writing, what is the number one tip that you can give me on how to gain muscle?
I'd say it's simple. Eat and eat big. You know, now you absolutely need to lift big too, but you simply can't build muscle out of thin air. I was talking this over with Nick, a 16-year-old that I'm training in my gym. He wants to get big. As in muscle big. And I've got him, you know, right now we're just starting out. He's learning 20 rep squats, pullovers, standing militaries, rows of all sorts. In other words, big basic movements. I then consulted the biggest, strongest guy in our gym. His name's Adam. He's got a world record squat. It's 650 or something. I don't know. I forget the exact figure. He didn't hesitate in his response. He says, eat and eat everything in sight. So while Nick is tuning up his central nervous system and he's getting the movements down, I told him to buy a thermos. I actually said, buy two or three, because one is going to be in the dishwasher sometimes, right? Now, I know these things because I've been there. I further told him to name them. Let's call it Harry, Jerry, and Larry. Now, one of those guys should be with you at all times, I told him, and you should get a minimum of 1,000 calories from one of those blender bombs every day. If I don't see Harry, Larry, or Jerry with you, I'm going to ask where they are. The fact is, you can pour your heart out in the gym. You can leave everything you have on the floor. But if you're not providing the caloric cement you need to grow, it is all for naught. Right? He's 150 pounds of determination, this kid. And so I advised he needed a minimum 20 times calorie in body weight. In his case, you know, that's 3,000 calories a day. So that's our starting point. It may take 3,500 or 4,000, but he got my point. You need to eat big to get big. So along the way, we're going to be taking his waist measurement, right, to keep things honest. I suspect 3 weeks of overfeeding, minimum, and then back off a week to ensure the enzymes that store fat don't become overactive. But the fact is, at 16, you can gain for extended periods on those kind of calories, sometimes for months. And then he asked me how much fat he was going to put on. Because he wanted to gain mostly muscle. Completely understandable. But muscle without compromise at that age is where I come from. Provided you're not getting sloppy. So Nick has all the tools that he needs to get where he wants to go. They call it guts. He wants it, and you can see it in his eyes when I talk to him. He keeps asking questions, too, which is a great thing. See, he's curious. He's a bit guarded, but he's hungry, both psychologically and otherwise. The challenge is to help him build training momentum without burning him out or injuring him, right? Dr. Squat, Fred Hatfield, said it best. You can't shoot a cannon out of a canoe. You know, don't want to injure this young man. Do want to teach him how to milk gains for all they're worth. It's not easy, but if it were, everybody would be a hoss.
Yeah, exactly.
Bottom line, you need to eat big to get big. So eat big, Mike, and you'll be well on your way.
And now we're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we have the blueprint tip of the day. In the meantime, please browse over to CoachRobRegish.com to find out how you can be stronger tomorrow. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine. CanSee.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost anymore to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Top of the hour, Alex Leaf, our news director, is going to join us with an amazing article he wrote. Just how much protein do you need for your specific goals, whether it's weight loss, building muscle, maintaining? All supported by some fantastic research.
Alex is brilliant.
Yeah, he's great. He really
he's
is great.
Absolutely brilliant.
The blueprint tip of the day, Rob, what is it?
My thoughts on President John F. Kennedy and some of his lesser known wisdom and why it's high time we get back to what he's talking about here.
You know what's really funny? Of all the Democratic presidents we've had, he's the only one that told people regularly that they were responsible for their own outcome in life. That they were not victims, that they were not, they had the power to, you know, remember when we were growing up as kids? Ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. Remember that?
Before my time, but I've seen that clip and it sent chills.
I remember him saying that. I think I was probably about 5 years old when he said that. I mean, it's like, where is that? Was he said, be accountable, be responsible, you know, for your own life, your own outcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good.
Well, this isn't a political statement, okay? But I saw something this morning Sergei Constance posted recently on Facebook. It was President John F. Kennedy speaking to the importance of being physically fit. In fact, I'm going to quote his exact words because they are that powerful. He said, it was a video of guys, high school kids performing hardcore calisthenics. He said, these young men will grow up with qualities both bigger and with energy, which we identify with the best of America today. A country is as strong, really, as its citizens. And I think that mental and physical health, mental and physical figure, go hand in hand. All right. Now, this wasn't some military academy, right? It was a physical education course somewhere in a U.S. school in the 1960s. There was a video of guys, you know, they were doing push-ups and pull-ups and some other incredibly hardcore stuff like human flags, right? You got that right, hardcore calisthenics. He further said he hoped he would not find a day in the United States where all of us were not spectators, but instead participating.
Nice.
You get his point. He says, this is a subject which should be of interest to all of us, he said. Now, it then switched to a phys ed coach, which I'm going to quote him directly. It is possible for young men to achieve difficult physical feats if they're motivated in the right direction. Then it goes back to JFK, and he started talking about how he hopes when he sees the astonishing, see the astonishing physical results that we just saw, where we would be able, you know, they're able in a short space of time, call it 2 or 3 months, to change their physical habits and strength, and he used that word, strength of our children, that his hope was that it would spread to every school district in the United States. He further said, all of us will participate, and in so doing, we will be better citizens and happier ones. This is a challenge for all of us, children, boys, girls, college students, mothers and fathers, and all of us, I think, should welcome it. I hope all of you will join in a great national effort to build a stronger and better America. Physical effort is a contribution we can make, but the drive and force, notice those words, drive and force we bring to our daily lives. All right, now it's back to the coach. He's talking now. He says, we were given a gift 50 years ago, a gift that made our lives better, and we owe it to a cause greater than ourselves to be able to share that gift and open that conversation again. It's time to give back. If you have something to give, if there's a resource, some amount of time, effort, money, whatever it happens to be to help make this happen, fantastic.
So are you saying that you and I regularly contribute to the wishes of John F. Kennedy every Tuesday when we do this show?
You better damn believe it.
I love this. This is great.
And thank you for the platform. All right, very few people have it. There was one last interesting thing he said, and those were all his words. Those weren't mine. There was one last interesting thing this coach said. He said he came from an alcoholic home. Dad drank, and life wasn't good until he got to that physical culture training camp. And then his life turned around, and specifically, he said, exercise like this made life good again. So thank you, Sergi, for sharing this. My question now is this. Where is this leadership today? It isn't coming from the president, the vice president, nor any elected official that I can see. And that's, again, that's not a political statement. Democrats, Republicans, right. Independent, I don't see or hear it from anyone.
Right.
Take note. There isn't any PC BS in this video. You know, that stuff is crippling America today because we're so concerned with hurting people's quote-unquote feelings. You know, life isn't Oprah, people. It's not what you see on The View either. If I were to talk directly to the people that were on the fence about this, get on board or get out of the way. Because this is what America needs right now. A strong shot of reality, hard work, and the kind of sacrifice that I spoke to earlier in my previous answers. So with that, Carl, I'll turn it over to you for your two CCs.
Well, no, I mean, you're spot on all of this. I mean, it actually goes full circle to what I said about him saying, you know, ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do. This is a mentality. the physical culture community has this mentality. We have a mentality of bearing the brunt of things. The majority of people out there don't. The majority of people, they want their piece of pie. They believe that you owe them something. You have something that belongs to them. I had a shocking discussion this morning with a person who's not willing to give up a small amount of money so that their child can go to college, instead trying to place the burden on someone else because they feel that it's owed to them. You know what? The problem with this country is that our government, for many years now, has painted a picture that just because you breathe, you are owed the American dream.
Yes.
Everybody's supposed to be a winner. Nobody should be a loser. Everybody is equal. And we're gonna make sure that everybody gets their piece of the pie, regardless of whether they work for it or not.
Yes.
And this just doesn't work. And what John F. Kennedy is talking about here is translates to physical culture, because the same is true about your body and your mind.
Yeah. And you know what? Yeah, you get that every Tuesday when you tune in here. You get it Monday through Friday on Superhuman Radio. But this was the first time I had seen this particular footage. It was damn sure the first time I had heard a president of the United States deliver this message, and so spot on too, and to the point. There was no, there was no pausing before he said something and having this thought, gee, I wonder how this is going to go over in the polls. No, he told it like it is. We got it from the top down. We desperately need that today in the United States.
Yeah, but you know what? Train in the gym. Learn the tenets of physical culture. Learn to push back against the resistance. Learn to be the steward of your own body. Learn how to put muscle on. There's no nobler cause than the acquisition of strength and muscle. If your body is a temple, then those who put muscle on are building bigger temples.
Yes. And after you're done, after you know enough, listen to what this coach is saying. We owe it to our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren. Pass it on. We owe that to them. Those are not my words. Those are his words.
Yeah, pass it on. I like that. I like the pass it on message, too. Hey, Rob, great tip of the day, brother.
Thank you, man. My thanks to Sergi Constance. It was really his.
We'll see you next week, okay?
Thank you, brother. Looking forward to it.
Visit CoachRobRegish.com today. We'll be right back. We're going to be discussing how much protein do you really need to eat? We're going to put this discussion to rest once and for all. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal
anabolics, Progenidrax.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Books store. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
At 1:30 today, exactly a half hour, no matter where we are, we will have a moment of silence. This is a worldwide moment of silence for the passing of wrestler Roddy Piper. So if you happen to be listening and everything goes dead, you know why. Anyway, so how much protein do you really need? It depends on your goals, I think. But still, I think the answer is always elusive to most people. Or maybe doesn't really give them the answers that they're looking for. And I think our news director, Alex Leaf, has written a brilliant article that we're going to discuss, backed by lots of research to answer this question. Why this article? What was it aimed towards, Alex? Obviously, there's a lot of people out there who are writing or telling people how much protein they need. Why did you feel the need to do this?
Well, it's definitely one of the most common questions I get in the nutrition realm, most notably among athletes or physical culturists, fitness enthusiasts, really anyone. Protein is kind of the poster boy child of fitness, if you want to think about it like that, and not without good reason. It is arguably the most important nutrient that we can eat. The body can survive indefinitely without consuming carbohydrates. You only need maybe 1 to 2 grams of essential fatty acids to keep you alive. Otherwise, your body can make all the fat it needs to survive. But if you go too long without eating any protein, your body will literally tear itself down to supply what it needs until you die.
So let's talk about that just for a second. And I need you to correct any misassumptions that I may have developed over the years. But protein not only supplies the building blocks of muscle, it not only supplies amino acids that are used in certain systemic functions in the body, but those amino acids are also used for intracellular communication. They are assembled in a certain syntax, if you will. This amino acid after that one, after this whole string, it could be, you know, six, it could be 191 is in the example of growth hormone. These amino acids, they are a communication system from cell to cell. The endoplasmic reticulum is kind of like the telegraph office. It spits these things out. They go and do their thing like a message in the bottle. They tell other cells what to do. Those proteins that are used for communication, are they derived also from our diet in some way, shape, or form?
In some way, yeah. The body is very efficient at recycling amino acids. And that's why when you look at protein from an amino acid perspective, you have 9 essential amino acids, and then you have the non-essential amino acids. And the reason you get this division is because the essential amino acids must be consumed from the diet because your body cannot make them. But the non-essential amino acids your body can make within the liver through recycling the amino groups and the nitrogen from other amino acids.
But if you were to starve yourself off of proteins, would the toolbox of required amino acids, especially some of the non-essential ones and the conditionally essential ones that depend on the essential ones, if you started to restrict over long periods of time your protein intake, could you not start to impair the ability of the endoplasmic reticulum to have at its disposal this amino acid, that amino acid, in order to align it up in a syntax and send it out as a message in the bottle and possibly affect intracellular communication?
Oh, no, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
You would, after a certain period of time, you'd have complete whole body organ failure.
And the reason I want to push this is because there's a lot of people out there that go, well, you know, they have this protein substitute mentality. And this is, quite frankly, something that I believe personally, and I could be wrong, the vegetarian / vegan community run the greatest risk of, unless they are kind of lacto-ovo vegetarians or pesha vegetarians where they're getting some complete protein forms. I think that they run the greatest risk of this, and they don't understand the intricacies of, you know, protein is not just about building muscle. And quite frankly, it's also not just about supplying donor amino acids for gluconeogenesis. It's also about allowing cellular communication to occur and disease states that have been tied specifically to this cellular communication. The amyloid beta plaque that is implicated in Alzheimer's disease is considered to be an aggregate protein produced by the endoplasmic reticulum that is not in its proper form. It's not. It's kind of like a garbled message. The body doesn't know what to do with it. It floats around and it gets stuck somewhere. So I just want to make sure that we're talking about protein. That protein needs to be given more respect than just the utilitarian build muscle reason for it. It's also critical for cellular communication.
And I totally agree with that, but I want to emphasize that my article is dealing with the optimal, or what has been scientifically verified as the best range of protein intake for a very specific goal, and that would be health improvement through maximizing body composition. There's a huge difference between what the theoretical optimal protein intake is and what the bare minimum needed to survive would be.
Okay.
So I want to make that clear. The recommendations that I make in my article are going to be well above what someone would need to survive.
Yes, and that's an important discussion, because really that kind of takes into account what is needed for cellular communication as well already. So let's talk about the three different categories that you break it out into when you talk about protein needs because it's different for these three different categories.
Yeah. So again, the goal is to maximize body composition because maintaining a certain leanness, I mean, not getting extremely lean where it has to consume your life, but maintaining relatively low body fat levels is going to be healthier than having more body fat. This is a fact. Again, that's not talking about the super low bodybuilder body fat levels. But the way I broke down my article is that when you're looking at protein needs, I kind of started with the most at-risk population. And these are going to be the elderly and the obese individuals who are going to need, for the elderly, they need more protein just to prevent sarcopenia. The obese are going to want to find the optimal protein to help them lose as much fat as possible. Because in my mind, if you are obese, then you should be dieting. There's no health rationale for why someone who has obesity would choose to maintain their obesity. So that I do come from that perspective. If you do have obesity, you should be dieting. And under the dieting conditions while performing exercise, this is how much protein you should be eating. As they lose weight, eventually they won't have obesity anymore. They will now be overweight. And from that point forward, they have a higher ratio of muscle to fat mass, so their protein needs are going to change a little bit. Eventually, they're going to get down into a more normal weight category. And at this point, protein needs do increase. And whenever they get to a point where they feel they are comfortable, then I actually have a semi-fourth category, which is maintaining. And I only give maintenance recommendations with the assumption that someone is at a normal body fat level.
Okay, so with that being the case, do you want to start off with the person trying to lose weight? Who do you want to start off with first and talking about protein requirements?
I think it would be easiest if we start with an obese individual who's trying to lose weight, because then we can kind of follow this person as they progress down through the different weight classes.
Okay, so starting with an obese person, does the obese person have to look at protein consumption from a gram per pound of body weight or as a percentage of calories?
Well, the percentage issue, that might actually be the best place to start. Talking about percentages, there are no recommendations for protein are given in percentages, and that's because percentages can be very misleading. So on any given day, nearly all body tissues are using protein for whatever reason, meaning that daily protein needs are determined by how much those body tissues need. So that's why protein is expressed as a unit per body weight or lean body mass. Now, the problem is that many individuals set up a diet based on percentages.
Right.
For instance, the Institute of Medicine has the acceptable macronutrient distribution range for protein at 10 to 35% of energy intake. And this is completely meaningless information without knowing how many calories someone is eating. To give a quick example, an athlete with 70 kilograms or about 150 pounds of lean body mass, they could be eating 1,200 or 5,000 calories, depending on whether they were hardcore dieting or whether they were engaging in a high-volume resistance training or some type of sport.
Right.
If you just set protein at 25% of calories, then they could be eating anywhere from 75 to 312 grams. That's a huge discrepancy.
Yeah, and that doesn't make sense. When things are that broad, that makes me worry. I'm like, okay, so in other words, we really don't know.
Yeah. On the flip end, if you set it by weight, that was an extreme example, but let's set it by weight. Let's say the athlete decides to eat his body weight in protein. So if he was eating 1,200 kilocalories with 150 grams of protein, just 1 gram per pound, then that would equate 53% of his caloric intake, which is a number anyone would consider excessive. But it's only that high because his caloric intake is so low.
Right.
So percentages, they are valid within a certain caloric range, and they do have a place, but they definitely shouldn't serve as a starting point. Okay. And they can't be the only variable that's considered.
Okay. When considering protein intake based on a per pound of body weight, in the obese individual looking to lose body fat, do they have to know what their lean body mass is? Are they feeding their protein to their lean body mass, or are they feeding their protein to their entire body? If someone is 300 pounds, are they eating 300 grams of protein a day, assuming that they're going for 1 gram per pound of body weight? Or if they had a DEXA scan and they realize that they're only 180 pounds of lean mass, are they eating 180 grams of protein a day?
It would definitely be the latter. With someone who has obesity, it's very difficult to determine what their lean body mass is going to be. Typically, I would advise someone to use their target weight. So what weight do you hope to achieve in the long run? Kind of an estimation of where they would like to be. And it's important to note that regardless of how obese an individual was, the more fat tissue that you have, the less protein you're going to need when you're dieting, because you have more substrate available to break down to supply your energy needs.
Ah.
So your muscle's more protected, which means that you have the luxury of creating larger caloric deficits and losing weight more quickly without risking the loss of muscle.
Wow, that is pretty cool. I mean, that actually gives the obese person a unique window of opportunity to become very, very aggressive with their minimizing their calories.
Yeah.
While eating just enough protein and not having to worry about losing muscle. That's really amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, and on the other side of the break, because I hear that music starting up and going, I'd actually like to touch on that a little more with some of the early dieting experiments that researchers were interested in.
Okay, let's do that. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Alex Leaf. We're talking about just how much protein do you need. Right now we're talking about for the obese individual looking to lose weight. But we're also going to talk about athletes looking to gain muscle and also maintenance. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com
lyn.com/CARBGUIDE.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active and need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Super Human Radio. We're talking with Alex Leaf about just how much protein do you need, and it obviously depends on your goals. Right now we're talking about the individual who is obese and looking to lose body fat. And as we talked about going into the break, they seem to have a unique opportunity that they can leverage. So go ahead, pick it up from there, Alex.
Yeah, so it's somewhat amusing when you think about insulin resistance and you consider how detrimental to health it can be and how it's the cornerstone of many cardiometabolic diseases. But it's insulin resistance that actually gives people with obesity an advantage when it comes to weight loss. The reason being that when you want to break down your own body fat tissue, you need to have it be in the bloodstream so that it can travel to the different cells that would use it for energy. And insulin is the anabolic hormone that stores away everything. But in someone with obesity, insulin isn't working properly. It's not able to put its signal on cells and tell them to uptake nutrients as effectively. And while this is very problematic when someone is eating in a caloric surplus, it's quite advantageous when they're eating in a caloric deficit because that means there isn't any breaks to the fat flooding out of the cells into the bloodstream to be used by the rest of the body. And so when you just slash calories and you create this giant black hole of energy needs, and you, at the same time you allow your body to flood itself with fatty acids from your stored fat tissue, it really sets up a recipe for weight loss success. I mean, most of the research that I looked at showed obese people tended to lose about 80% of their weight as fat. And I would venture to guess that the 20% that came from lean body mass was, part of it was water from the reductions in inflammation. And the rest is kind of unavoidable simply because you don't need to maintain all that muscle you built in your legs if you aren't walking around with an extra 50 pounds of weight on your back all the time.
Yeah, amazing. You know, I just had a thought. We always talk about how it's impossible to put on muscle when you get older, but clearly you can put on fat, and insulin is anabolic. But that's another story. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so the obese person has a very, very unique opportunity that they can leverage. But obviously they have to move, they have to be active, because when you free fatty acids into the bloodstream, they can just be redistributed and restored elsewhere unless you're burning them, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, so let's move on to the next group that we want to talk about, and that would be normal weight or athletic individuals. These individuals tend to want to acquire muscle. What about their requirements?
Yeah, so we actually didn't mention the requirements of the overweight, obese person.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I thought we said, you know, they should be eating 1 gram of maybe I heard that in my own
head.
Oh,
no. Okay. No. That would be far too much, actually. So it just very briefly, probably one of the best studies to explore this was conducted by Wies and Wolf very recently. And what they did in March of this year is they published data where they took 60 obese individuals and they randomized them to perform standard resistance training while supplementing their diet with either 20 grams of whey protein or nothing at all. Now, they didn't care about the 20 grams of whey protein. They just did that just because. What they were interested in is the rest of the diet was uncontrolled for. So despite supplementing their diet with 20 grams of protein, everyone still had very variable amounts of protein intake.
Right.
So they broke up all the people by their protein intake, by their total protein intake and the amount of protein per body weight and per lean body mass that they were consuming. And then they plotted them against the amount of muscle that they gained. And they used a cutoff point of 250 grams, which would be about 5 pounds of muscle, to determine the optimal intake. And what they found is that the individuals who were consuming at least, so a minimum, of 1.2 grams per kilogram or 1.9 grams per, I'm sorry, 1.2 grams per kilogram of body weight or 1.9 grams per kilogram of fat-free mass was the optimal intake level to allow for muscle growth while you're losing weight in these individuals. And on average, the people who ate more than 1.2 grams per kilogram of body weight gained about 1.2 kilograms more muscle mass.
Wow.
Which is about 3 pounds more muscle if you eat more than 1.2 grams per kilogram of body weight.
So the magic number is
1.2.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And that's the tricky part. I'm really glad that they also evaluated the data based on lean body mass because, again, if you have obesity, then your body weight is probably going to be really high relative to the amount of muscle that you have.
Right.
So it's more prudent, in my opinion, to go by the 1.9 grams per kilogram of fat-free mass. So subtract out all of your body fat and then do 1.9 times that number in kilograms.
Interesting. What we're going to do right now then is take a break. And when we come back, let's talk about normal weight and athletic individuals. How about that?
All right, perfect.
All right, stay tuned. Be right back with more Supreme Radio.
If you take curcumin, and you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
See, there was Ashley. She caught my eye the very second that she passed.
I would imagine that next to weight loss, the next category is probably the most popular, and that is the athlete. There's a lot of discussion on how much protein an athlete needs to acquire muscle. We hear people talking about lean bulking, meaning that all of their efforts, all of their diet is going to put muscle on them and no additional fat. But too much protein can add fat too, right, Alex?
Yes, not in and of itself, because protein is a very costly nutrient to metabolize, but as your body oxidizes it for energy, that will force it to store other nutrients that it no longer needs to supply that energy.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay, so what did your research find when we talk about the acquisition of muscle for athletes?
Yeah. So there's two major determinants of protein requirements in anyone when it comes to body composition, and that is your caloric intake and the amount of body fat that you have. Very generally speaking, the less body fat you have, the higher your protein needs. Also, the lower your caloric intake, the higher your protein needs. So with this in mind, if you have someone who's no longer dieting, so they're at a normal weight, they're eating at maintenance or in a surplus of calories, then their protein needs are going to be a lot lower than what they would be otherwise. And the general consensus in the sports nutrition realm is that 1.2 to 2.2 grams per kilogram of body weight is sufficient to allow adaptation to training for individuals at or above their caloric requirements. So this would be roughly 0.5 to 1 gram per pound of body weight. And it's kind of funny because, anecdotally speaking, most people would consider eating 1 gram per pound of body weight kind of like the minimum. And that's where everyone gravitates to, but that's actually right at the high end of what the research suggests to be the optimal amount of protein to
I always get so confused. I always get so confused when they have to do it in kilograms. You know, they'll go, oh, 1.8 grams of protein per kilogram, which is almost 1 to 1 pound wise. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, they do kilograms because a lot of the research is conducted internationally, and the U.S. is the only, like, one of only three countries in the world that still uses imperial units, and because we won't switch to metric for whatever reason. So it does get confusing, but for lean athletes, 0.5 to 1 gram per pound of body weight. So if I weigh 160, that would be anywhere from 80 to 160 grams of protein.
Is there a threshold from the obese model to the normal and or athletic model where you can still leverage body fat to preserve muscle and maybe even reduce protein intake?
What do you mean?
We understand from the last discussion that the obese individual has some real advantages when it comes to dieting and losing body fat. So let's take an athlete who's at 14% body fat. Is there a linear regression that we can work from to say, okay, you know, the fat person has this opportunity. The athlete who's 14% body fat has that opportunity too, but it's much smaller. So that in an effort to make the body use the fat, both caloric deficit of some sort and or reduction in protein intake would allow this person to either maintain or build muscle while burning fat. Because that's the holy grail, right? Every athlete wants to know, how do I build muscle and burn fat? And
yeah.
I'm thinking about your last discussion about how fat can be used as a substrate, so you need less protein and less calories too.
Yeah, so obviously exercise plays a central role of telling the body, and when I say exercise, I mean resistance training. Resistance training plays a central role of telling the body to hold on to muscle, and you can leverage burning more fat through incorporating higher amounts of cardio, because again, if you have the fatty acids floating in the blood, and then you do, for example, light intensity cardio, it will burn them off. And you'll often see a lot of contest prepping bodybuilders do, you know, an hour of steady state cardio almost daily mixed right. in with their resistance training, because that's one of the ways you can leverage it. But regarding what you were saying specifically, there is not a linear, but more of an exponential curve between 8 and 20% body fat for a man and 18 and 30% body fat for a woman, where the shift from the lower to the upper end reflects about a 2.5 to a threefold change in insulin sensitivity and what's called the partitioning ratio.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you will, as you progress from 20% body fat, is the point at which you maximize the amount of fat that you burn relative to muscle. And as you move down towards 8% body fat, you will slowly begin to catabolize more and more muscle relative to fat, assuming everything else stays constant.
We have to take a moment of silence. Just 30 seconds of silence in memory of Roddy Piper, the famous wrestler who has passed away. His funeral is today, and the world is taking a moment of silence. So just stay with us for a moment. And we commemorate him. Here's what I want to do. With your permission, I think we've covered the athletic side. We want to talk about maintenance after that, I guess, as well, right? Which would be a normal weight person.
Well,
and maintenance.
This was maintenance.
Okay.
I was starting there, but again, saying caloric intake is one of the primary determinants. If a lean athlete decides they want to continue dieting, so if someone at 14% body fat wants to get down to 10% body fat or 12% body fat or whatever, then their protein needs are going to increase quite dramatically, actually. The recommended amount through a meta-analysis by Helms and what was also recommended by Lane Norton and Brad Schoenfeld in their article about natural bodybuilding contest right. preparation is these athletes and people at around 14% body fat and lower, when they start dieting, they will need anywhere from 1 to 1.5 grams of protein per pound of body weight.
Yeah.
And the amount of protein you eat should increase either the harder you're dieting or the leaner that you are. So if you're really lean, if you're already around 10 to 12% body fat, 1.5 grams of protein per pound of body weight. That would be like me eating 240 grams of protein per day.
Yeah, I'd have to eat 3 and change. Wow, that's a lot of protein.
Yeah.
And we do need to address towards the end of the show the whole idea of protein toxicity too, because a lot of people that are listening to this are going, well, wait a minute, I thought eating too much protein is no good. So
yeah, that'll be fun.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. I'm sorry if I don't sound like I'm with it today. I did not sleep at all last night. And I have a feeling that people are going, Carl, you sound like you're not listening to the show yourself. And that's possibly true. But anyway, bear with me. We'll be right back with more Super Human Radio.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutraCafe. NutraCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutraCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutraCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutraCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Alex Leaf. We're talking about just how much protein do you need. So we're talking about varying amounts of protein based on your goals. If you're an obese person, you might be able to get by with less protein because fat seems to be sparing the body fat that you're burning. Protein should not necessarily be a percentage of your total caloric intake, but it should be based on your body weight. And with the obese person, they can use their goal body weight as the target using some of the numbers that Alex has talked about. 1.2 grams of protein per pound of desired body weight. In the athlete, it's a bit more. You want, 1.2 grams per kilogram of desired body weight, right?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. See, I get that confused. With the athlete, it's a bit more. It's more like 1 gram per pound of body weight. And as the athlete becomes leaner and leaner, the need for protein increases in order for them to continue to get leaner. So a lot of people are probably sitting there thinking, Alex, this is a lot of protein. Isn't it going to harm my kidneys? Isn't this much protein bad for me? Isn't it going to cause me, my body to be more acidic? Isn't it going to cause cancer? And all the other things that go along with the high protein diet.
Yeah. So the idea of protein toxicity really has two kinds of starting points. And the first one was from an experiment conducted by a researcher who was interested in seeing what happens if there was a limit to the liver's ability to process protein. And this researcher took individuals and fed them various amounts of protein, measured how much urea, which is the waste product from oxidizing protein that is produced within the liver, and you pee it out, measured how much of that was made, did calculations, all this stuff. And at the end of the day, they found that the theoretical maximum protein intake someone could consume without risk of toxicity would be roughly 1.6 to 2 grams per pound of body weight. And that would be the equivalent of an 80-kilogram individual or a 200-pound person eating 285 to 365 grams of protein per day.
Yeah, and there would be no reason to eat that much protein.
True, but, I mean, that's not the point. The point is there an upper limit? Because some people, regardless of whether or not eating too much protein would benefit you or not, some people find that their dietary pattern, that makes it more adherable for them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm personally someone who can sit down and eat tons of protein, and I have. Every Thanksgiving, I have a personal challenge with myself, and my current record is eating 15 pounds of turkey in one night.
Yeah.
15 pounds of turkey is a lot of protein.
Have you ever calculated how much protein it is in grams?
God, no. It would be too hard when you're trying to eat from the leg and everything.
Yeah.
And it's just an estimate anyway. You know, I ask how much the turkey weighed before we start cooking it, and then I just estimate about based on how much I took from it. But anyway, so that's the theoretical upper limit that's been heavily criticized, mainly because they used outdated experimental protocols. It's never been reproduced. It was one small sample size of 10 people. So, you know, there's issues.
Right.
The other area where the protein toxicity idea comes from is from an Arctic explorer by the name of Willemer Stefansson.
Yeah, Stefansson, yeah.
And this is where the idea of rabbit starvation came from, which I'm sure many people are familiar with. Rabbit starvation is this idea where explorers who could only feast on lean game meat like rabbits and squirrels would die. And it somehow became synonymous with protein toxicity. And so I did look into that, and I was actually able to find the original manuscript that Stefansson wrote when he did his return home experiment.
Well,
so,
now correct me. What he said was that it wasn't the protein, it was the lack of fat with the protein that caused the problem. Wasn't that what it was?
No. No, actually, when he first started suffering symptoms of what he considered protein toxicity, over half of his diet or half of his caloric needs came from fat.
Ah, okay.
And so this is where things get kind of muddy and people start to misinterpret the information. And so after reading through it, I believe that protein is irrelevant in all of this, and I think that what has been called protein toxicity is actually just secondary to micronutrient deficiencies.
Uh-huh.
So going back to Willemer Stefansson, after living in the Arctic Inuit for many years and consuming a diet that he estimated to be about 50% of calories as protein, he returned home to New York and conducted a year-long experiment on himself and one of his colleagues.
Right.
Now, I'm going to read a quote here. So, at our request, he began eating lean meat only. Although he had previously noted, in the North, that very lean meat sometimes produced digestive disturbances, on the third day, nausea and diarrhea developed. When fat meat was added to the diet, a full recovery was made in 2 days. This disturbance was followed by a period of persistent constipation lasting 10 days. The subject had a craving for calf brain, of which he ate freely. So that was the end of the quote.
Right.
Now, at the time of the intestinal disturbances, Stefanson was consuming 270 grams of protein, which was equivalent to 3.7 grams per kilogram body weight. This is within the theoretical toxicity range.
Right.
And this appears to support that toxicity range, but, quote, the men led somewhat sedentary lives, and potassium and calcium intake were also very low. And I'll explain why that matters in a moment. Fat intake at the time was 55% of calories, or about 141 grams, and he had a craving for calf brain, which he began eating, and his symptoms elevated, his symptoms disappeared, although they said it was when he started adding fat to the diet. I would venture to guess it wasn't the fat he added to the diet. It was all of the micronutrients that the brain supplied that muscle meat doesn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at other work that's done in bodybuilders, there's one very interesting study, if I can find it here, on 11 Korean bodybuilders, where they just followed 11 Korean bodybuilders and tracked their food intake and did metabolic testing. And these people were eating 4.3 grams per kilogram of body weight of protein. That's 2 grams per pound of body weight,
right,
which is at the high end of the theoretical toxicity. And yet there was absolutely no signs of metabolic acidosis or any adverse effects. And the authors suggest that their potassium, calcium, and exercise could play a role as buffering the metabolic acidosis that high protein intake would otherwise have. So regarding eating more protein, it might not benefit body composition, but from my reading, my opinion is that you don't need to worry about protein toxicity so long as you are active and your diet supplies sufficient vitamins and minerals. So if you're eating only protein, then you're going to run into problems.
Right.
But if you eat a ton of protein in the context of an otherwise complete and healthy diet, then I don't see why it would cause any problems.
What do you think the protein poisoning is a result of? Do you think is it renal related? You think that I understand that it's the lack of micronutrients in the diet. But do you think that it's can you duplicate these same symptoms by withholding certain micronutrients from a diet and not necessarily elevating protein?
I don't know the answer to that.
Be interesting to see if there's any other dietary effects that mimic.
If you restrict potassium, then you can suffer from metabolic acidosis, which
yes.
is similar to what protein does.
Hypokalemia.
But I haven't looked into any research exploring that avenue. But the breakdown products of protein. If you overeat more protein than your body needs, and this kind of gets back to when you're dieting, the upper limits, 1.5 grams per pound, has been found to be successful. The reason is because if you eat more than that, more than your body needs, then your body's just going to break it down for energy
right.
and get rid of the excess. And if you have too much protein being broken down to be disposed of, because your body can't store protein. Your body can store unlimited amounts of fat, and it has a limited but very high storage capacity of carbohydrates. Protein, there is no storage form. Other than muscle and organs, but it's not like your body can just take what you eat and put it in your bicep. It doesn't work like that. So your body has to get rid of excess protein. It's not optional. And when your body breaks down this excess protein, it produces the metabolic waste products that do cause metabolic acidosis and other problems if, and that's the key word, if the body is unable to properly process them. You see this in people with chronic kidney disease or acute kidney failure who actually need to eat less protein than the RDA because they're in such a state of messed up physiology.
Right. All right, so let's do this. Let's summarize real quick, and I'll let you do the summary. So in the obese individual who's looking to lose body fat, the ideal protein intake is based on...
Okay.
Go ahead.
The obese person should aim to eat 1.2 to 1.5 grams per kilogram of either lean body mass or target body mass.
Okay.
The overweight person... who is, as you get leaner, you can start to increase it, and once you become normal weight and you're still dieting, your protein needs will increase to anywhere from 2.2 to 3 grams per kilogram, or roughly 1 to 1.5 grams per pound of just normal body weight. And when you aren't dieting and you're just trying to maintain your weight or build muscle, then anywhere from 0.5 to 1 gram per pound, although I would recommend being on the higher end because, again, there aren't any risks, and you never know, there might be some added benefit because it's impossible to put down what your actual protein requirement is going to be.
I mean, that sounds very reasonable. It's supported by the science, the research that you've done, and it sounds also very doable by the average person. It's not a heroic amount of protein that you have to consume day in and day out. And you could do it with whole foods. You could do it with whole foods. You don't have to do that with protein powders if you don't want to.
Exactly.
Great, great discussion, Alex. Thank you so much for coming on the air and talking about this. And I think it probably clears up a lot of things that people have questions about how much protein to eat. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Yes, I'm glad to be on.
And stay with me. And, of course, I want to thank Rob Regish for the first hour, the Blueprint Power Hour. Please go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more. You can learn all you need to know about Alex Leaf at two places, here at SuperHumanRadio.com, where he writes his blog and posts articles, and also at Examine.com. And we will see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.